106.5 Mountain FM, it's Rob Moreno, Mountain Insider, Tanny Faubert. Dead Man's Flats. This has been in the news lately. An area structure plan for an area that's adjacent to a wildlife underpass. Canmore doesn't want it developed. Dead Man's Flats looking for a little economic base. It's a little complicated. Why don't you tell us the latest?
After last week's approval, third reading of the area structure plan, and note that with that passage doesn't mean they can develop. They would still need to amend their municipal development plan and their land use bylaw. We're talking years a process. Canmore is concerned that the Wind Valley Wildlife Corridor leads straight to the underpass. And on the other side of the underpass, we have a habitat patch, which is where the animals are going. There's been a lot of time and effort in Canmore spent on our wildlife corridor system. Canmore expressed its concern at the public hearing. Canmore submitted a letter to the MD of Bighorn requesting mediation. And the MD declined mediation, went forward with approvals, and officially said on the record, they were a little confused what Canmore was, you know, really wanted mediation over. I don't think they can be confused. And I think the CAO of Canmore, Lisa DeSoto, said it correctly at Canmore Council earlier this week. It was very clearly stated in their letter as well. The two councils met for an intergovernmental committee and discussed it at length. Perhaps, this is me guessing, MD of Bighorn wants us to go to the Municipal Government Board for review because what they really want is a land swap with the province,
right,
which they had and then were denied by a previous Minister of the Environment. The site that they had selected for the swap is on 1X. What this all boils down to is the fact that the MD of Bighorn has no money. They are a huge municipal district. They have a lot of incredibly high expenses, especially after the flood, and they have a very small tax base, residentially speaking, and commercially speaking as well. They have a couple of major industries that basically fund everything through their commercial taxes. But, you know, once there's no more rock for Lafarge to dig out, then what is the future of the MD? And MD Council is thinking big, is thinking into the future. However, the place that they've decided they have as a possibility of developing and creating that tax base is smack dab in the middle of a wildlife corridor system.
It's great to be farsighted and think ahead like that, but why not be a little nearsighted? I mean, what does this do for the relationship between the MD of Bighorn and the town of Canmore, their closest neighbor that they have to work closely with on a lot of other projects as well?
I, in the last 10 years, have not seen any issue in the Bow Valley go to the Municipal Government Board. I'm concerned for our neighbors in the MD of Bighorn and their financial stability into the future, and I see their thinking. However, I also understand Canmore's objections and the objections of people in the conservation community. How do we come out of this with everyone winning? Are we taking this game of chicken all the way there? We are. I think that this should be on the desk of the Minister of the Environment. The only way the MD of Bighorn can have a future is if they have sustainable funding. And I mean, that's the buzzword of municipal politics everywhere.